We begin this morning with the head coach at the University of Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. You guys fell in an early hole in your game against Richmond, battled back, but ultimately came up a little short, 31-21. Just give me your impressions on that game.
Yeah, really, you know, happy with how the guys played and fought throughout the entirety of the game. Obviously put ourselves in a hole the first quarter, getting down 21-0. And against a good Richmond team, with their how explosive they are on offense and just really how sound they are on defense, hard to come back from that deficit. With that being said, I mean, we still got to give ourselves a chance in the end to, you know, kick a field goal and, you know, possibly go on to a onside so we can get the ball back and, you know, try to tie it up, but weren't able to do that. But, you know, really happy way they competed, just got to play four quarters. And that's really what we're working to do right now.
Defensively, as you said, after that 21 points in the first quarter, you hold Richmond to 10 the rest of the way, including that field goal late with about 4 minutes to go. So what was the biggest change that happened for you defensively?
Yeah, I think just settling in, being able to, you know, settle into the game a little bit, which we have to do sooner. And really defensively, that's been our biggest crutch all years, you know, giving up scores early in the game. We got to find a way to get going earlier so we can, you know, play better complementary football early in games. And I think that will allow us to be more competitive. But, you know, I think defensively, that's been something we've done all year is we've been able to really find ways to limit teams as the game has gone on. But the explosive plays are still something that we have to get cleaned up.
Is that offense that Richmond runs, it's sort of unique. Does it take a little while to just get used to the tempo and the speed of it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, they have great chemistry. They have, you know, they're able to, they have good timing between the receivers. And Udinski, you know, they do a really nice job in all their concepts in the pass game. So I think to be effective, you know, you got to disrupt them somehow between either getting to the quarterback. And the times when we did get to the quarterback, we forced turnovers. And when we didn't and we, you know, let him have time, he was able to make throws and the receivers are very good. Harris is a big receiver and, you know, he's a guy who can go get it anywhere. So definitely he creates a mismatch, you know, for a lot of secondaries.
Your first question this morning from Larry. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
What's up, Larry?
I just want to touch base, just verify, Bowman has a broken leg. It's been verified. And then obviously, you talked about this after the game, but how do you, what did he mean to the team and how do you replace him? And does it change your offensive scheme? Thanks.
Larry, that first part, we couldn't hear very well. Can you give Jordan the first part of that question again?
Yeah, I think it was about Sean.
Okay.
Sure. Sean Bowman, how much has he meant to the team? Yeah. And how do you replace him and does it change your offensive scheme at all?
Yeah, I mean, Sean, you know, will be out and he's a big, you know, big component of this team. He's a captain, carries himself the right way. On and off the field, mature player, really a pro off the field in terms of how he takes care of his body, how he prepares each week, you know, and that's, I mean, there's a coincidence there. I mean, he goes out and plays that way as well. So a key part of our offense, a guy who's been huge on third downs as well as in the red zone. You know, he's been really productive for us all year. So certainly a big loss just as a guy on the field leader, but, you know, he's handled it how we expected. He's carried himself really well the past couple of days with the injury and will continue to be a leader of this team. But, you know, for us moving forward, we do have guys to be able to step in, obviously with Rohan and, you know, do some other things creatively to, you know, give ourselves to be productive and move the ball efficiently.
Offensively, Joe threw for 208 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but was sacked four times. When you get down 21-0 like that, how much did it change your game plan, if at all?
Yes, you know, we got, going back to, you know, my first comment just about us playing complimentary, just being able to get stops so we can really feel like we're in a position where we can commit to the run game. And that way we're not putting, you know, anytime you drop back, I think 40 plus times, I mean, we're going to get pressure. So, you know, just being able to balance that up, I think will be huge for us, for Joe. But, you know, with that, I mean, the kid competes. You know, he gets right back up and he competes and makes throws and really clutch situations as well. So, yeah, being more balanced would be something that would be important for us down the next 3 weeks.
I think we've talked about it once or twice on some of those other grabs, but another pretty amazing one-hand catch by Montego Moss. How, as you went back and looked at that catch, how good was it? And how often do you guys see that stuff in practice or otherwise?
Yeah, he's, you know, has great body control, really soft hands. He can catch the ball really any angle. My vantage point in the game, I knew he had his foot in, so it was just a matter if he held onto the ball. So because I could tell from down the line that he got his foot down. He had another one on a third down, the back shoulder throw. That was really impressive. Him and Joe have a really strong chemistry, and they know where to put the ball and for Tego to go get it. So, yeah, we see that in practice. You know, we get on him at times and put two hands on the ball, certainly in traffic. But in the red zone, he's a guy who can make the catch in a tight window. You know, so he was I thought that was one of his best games he's had this year.
You guys get the touchdown from Xavier Scott on that reverse play, 28-21. Did you feel like at that point, and you touched on a little bit in your opening comments, but the momentum had gone your way? Did you feel like if you could have gotten maybe a stop there, you know, after that touchdown, you put yourself in position to maybe to get that game to overtime?
Yeah, we really did. I mean, we made 28-21 at that point, and – you know, defensively did a really nice job getting a couple of turnovers in the second half to get it to that point, give our offense a short field. You know, and we had you know, punting too much, but we did punt and we had all six punts inside the 20-yard line and we had four inside the 10. So that became a big factor in the second half, in us getting field position and being able to score. So it felt like momentum was in our favor and we were moving the ball well. But just, you know, came up short.
Yeah. Good. Next question from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach, thanks. You got University of Rhode Island coming up on Saturday. Your thoughts about the Rams?
Yeah, really impressed with Rhode Island and, you know, everything that they've done this year and really going back to last year as well. And really efficient on offense. And Hill has done a great job just moving the ball for them. And their running attack is something that, you know, we'll have our hands full with. And I think they do a really nice job being balanced on offense and finding ways to move the ball down the field. And, you know, they've shown that they can win and they can win close games. Obviously going to seven overtimes, there's Monmouth this past weekend, right down to the last play versus William and Mary. I mean, they're one of the top teams in this league. So this is a huge game as they all are, but even more so because it's our next one. And, you know, really impressed with this team defensively. Think that they fly around, you know, and they play sound defense and they're going to be prepared for us and ready to play. So this will be a really good matchup and one we're looking forward to.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep. And you got a follow-up from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, in the last couple games, quarterbacks have thrown for almost 80% of their passes. I mean, it's not all on the defensive backs, obviously, but how do you address that? How do you become better against the pass here in moving forward?
Yeah, we have to find ways to, you know, we want to make sure quarterbacks are making throws in tight windows. So that's what we have to focus on doing and limiting explosives. You know, we feel like if we can do that, we're going to give ourselves a better chance. It's within these games to get stops because the big plays are really where a lot of it's coming from. So we got to do a better job that way.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time as always today. And I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good week.
All right, you too.